Hi, this is a dictation for procedure for Joseph William, J-O-S-E-C-H. J-O-S-E-P-H Williams. Apologize. This is a procedure recording for Joseph William, date of birth 11-5-73, date of procedure is 4-12-2022. The procedure that is being done is as follows. Intra-articular injection of the right knee, injection of the right superior and proximal tendon and a distal tendon of the patellar tendon. Injection of the right shoulder intra-articular with steroid. Injection of the right supraspinatus tendon and left, supraspinatus and right infraspinatus tendon. The medical indications are already discussed in the visit record. He has a positive finding in the MRIs, including meniscus tear, ACL disruption, 90% tear of the patellar tendon. Patient has seen an orthopedic surgeon. So far, surgery is being planned, I hope. And patient has a consistent pain in the right knee related to some accident previously for which some surgery was done. He has a redo surgery for the knee as well at DMC Hospital. In the shoulder, again, he has got a inflammation of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon, subscapularis tendon, AC joint disruption, diastasis, and shoulder joint effusion and labral damage throughout. Injection of the intra-articular right shoulder as per protocol. Injection of the right supra and infraspinatus tendon as per protocol is done. Right knee intra-articular is done according to the protocol. The injection of the right patellar tendon and is as follows. After the patient had signed a consent, the patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite where area was exposed and cleaned with betadine and alcohol. Using patient's help, the area of proximal patellar tendon with the maximum pain was identified, and so was the infrapatellar tendon at the insertion to the tibial tubercle. The patient was provided injection to these two areas, 3 cc syringe each, with 2 cc's of Marcan and 1 cc of dexamethasone under ethyl chloride spray. Entire needle was withdrawn. Patient was provided an ACE bandage and a dressing to the area. No excess bleeding was noticed, and patient reported pain relief. He was also provided with Relistor 150 milligram 450 QAM before breakfast for relief of the constipation. Thank you.